Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
An extreme heat wave is continuing to smother parts of California and the Southwest. Temperatures in Death Valley hit 130 degrees yesterday. That's the hottest temperature recorded on Earth since 1913. The triple-digit heat is prompting rolling blackouts in parts of California again today and making it harder for firefighters to fight wildfires in several parts of the state. For more, let's bring in Lily Jamali, co-host of the California Report at member station KQED in San Francisco. Lily, we heard reports of fire tornadoes over the weekend in Northern California. Let's start with the fires. What's the latest on where they are and how big they are today?
Yeah, well, there was a series of fire tornadoes actually that hit forest land near the California-Nevada border where firefighters are battling what's called the Loyalton Fire. So that's one. That's one of the biggest, which burned almost 30,000 acres so far in the Tahoe National Forest, and it's just 5% contained, according to state fire officials. Down south, there's the Lake Hughes Fire burning in the Angeles National Forest. That one has burned almost 20,000 acres, and it's been going for about 5 days now. So firefighters are definitely, working on it, but have had some trouble getting a handle on that one. Both of those fires have forced evacuations. The same is true for another blaze that ignited just yesterday in Monterey County near Salinas. That one has burned 2,000 acres, so it's not quite as large for now. Four firefighters, though, suffered heat-related injuries while battling it, and a handful of structures have burned. So many more structures threatened, and we are keeping our eyes on all the blazes that are going throughout the state right now.
And what about the blackouts? Californians have been using a lot of energy to cool down. The power companies have actually been cutting power. These are the first rolling blackouts in California since the 2001 Enron crisis. What's going on there? How many people are losing power?
Yeah, it's a grim milestone to be sure. We had blackouts on Friday and Saturday evenings. They affected in PG&E's territory, which is the largest utility out here. 200 plus thousand people were affected alone. And the way this works is because it was so hot, as you say, people were using a lot of power, presumably to try to stay cool. They're running their air conditioners. Here in California, there's a nonprofit called the California ISO that operates most of the grid here. And they saw that demand for power was getting dangerously close to the amount that power plants were able to produce. So with that supply and demand problem, that entity directed the utilities to start shutting off power to parts of their systems to make sure that there wasn't a much bigger system-wide failure like what you all experienced out on the East Coast in 2003. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to just be clear that these outages are different from the preemptive power shutoffs that you might have heard about from last fire season. That's where the utilities decide to shut down the power so their equipment doesn't spark a fire. In this case, the utilities were being told to shut down sections in order to relieve some of the pressure on the grid.
Meanwhile, we mentioned 130 degrees in Death Valley. I saw a photo of two people standing there taking a picture. I couldn't believe that they could be standing outside with 130 degree heat. But just very quickly, how long is this heat wave going to last?
We're expecting it to last through much of this week. Everyone is bracing for tonight because we've had those outages on Friday and Saturday. We got a reprieve yesterday. And it's rainy, it's drizzly off and on in certain parts, which is really unusual. But really, the key is to conserve energy right now.